Chevra, always an incredible schos to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Adar. Rabbi Melech's Yortzeit, schos al Yogan Eleinu. Big days. Big days. Big days of Simcha. Mishenech naz Adar marbin b'simcha. We have to connect to that. We have to feel that. We have to increase our Simcha. Halei, we should always be b'simcha. All the Torah that we learn to bring us to Simcha, all the Chizik, all the Tzoras. The Yidden should only have reasons to be b'Simcha.
Amen.
God Hashem is Baruch.
Amen.
And I saw brought down from the Magen Avraham. He brings down an opinion that Shoivavim is not over yet. It's a normal year of Shoivavim. The normal year of those special days of tshuva, the Shemos Ve'erabo B'Shalach Yisra Mishpatim, and a year of an Iber Shana, when you have two Adars, we all know it continues Truma Tetzave, Shevim Tat. And therefore it ended this past Shabbos, according to almost every opinion I've ever seen. But the Magen Avraham brings down an opinion that Shevim continues in a leap year, for Yaakov Pekudei as well. V'yakel pekudeya. Come, Tad. V'yakel pekudeya. Yakel morcha, you're good. There. V'yakel pekudeya as well. But what's incredible, even according to that opinion in the Magen Avraham, kisisa is not part of Shoivavim. So either way you put it, either Shoivavim ends tzatzave, and kisisa is like a new beginning, and even according to the opinions that Shoivavim continues Vayakob Akude this year, for some reason, Kisisa is not Nichlal, it's not part of Shoivavim, not part of this time. Now, Shoivavim, we understand, and we're not going to talk Shoivavim tonight. We've spoken Shoivavim, it's never a bad time to talk Shoivavim, but Lameisa, Kisisa is not Shoivavim, so we're not going to talk Shoivavim tonight. But we have to understand, maybe, either way you look at it, Kisisa is the beginning of the first Shabbos without Shoivavim, or even if Shoivavim's continuing for this particular Shabbos, no Shoivavim, why is that? Why is it specifically this Shabbos? Say, so Rav Shor brings down, remember which year it was, one of the years in Alek Echvei Libov, brings down something very, very beautiful. He says that Parshas Kisisa has a tremendous focus on Shabbos Kodesh. You find right away at the end of Rishon, the last many psukim of Rishon, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemer, Vata Daber Bnei Yisrael Lemer, Ach Hashem Soi Zay Tishmoru, Ki Oisi Beini Ubeineichem Udoresem Ludas, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, Ushmartem as HaShabbos, Ki Kodesh Ilochem, Sheishis Yomim Yasim Elacho, Vyoyim Hashvi Shabbos Shabbason Kodesh LaHashem, Vishomber Bnei Yisrael Shabbos, Lasav Shabbos Ludorasam Bersolom, Beini, all the words of Kiddush, right? Shabbos, Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches says, Kol Hashomer Shabbos, Kilchaso, Afilu Oivdei Vadazara, Kodar En Hashmeichel Lo. When you keep Shabbos Kodesh, even if you've done the worst of Averos, you've served Avodah Zarah, Kedar Enosh, you get Mechila. So if we want to say that what? Shoivavim is a time of Tshuva, Kisisa, which incorporates and embodies Shabbos Kodesh, itself has Shabbos. I don't need the Shoivavim Tshuva. Shabbos is the greatest Tshuva. Shabbos is Milachon Tshuva, Shabbos, Shabbat, Tashuv. The day of tshuva. So as Fasemis brings down, we just said in these psukim, Daber Bnei Yisrael, Lemor Ach Eshab Soise, Ach Eshab Soise Tishmoro. Where else do we find Ach? Where else is this Lashon of Ach, which we'll get back to a little bit later, more in depth, but where do we find the Lashon that starts when it talks about the day Ach? Yom Kippur, very good. Moshe Eliezer tells us, V'daber in Parshas Emor, in Perchov Gimel, Vaydabish Moshe Lemer, Ach Besor Lachudesh Shvi Yom Kippurim. Ach. See, we can say Rishava, ach, ach. Just like Yom Kippur is a day of tremendous mechila, a day of tremendous tahara, tremendous kapara. So too, ach es shabsoisai tishmoru. What a day. What a day we're about to enter into, Chevra. We've spoken about it before, but we can't stop speaking about it. The Kedusha of Shabbos. To understand, and Shabbos is an incredible type of tshuva. What is teshuva? Teshuva is to return back to who we are, to return back to ourselves. All week long, we're pulled in so many different directions, and we have responsibilities that we're pulled towards, and we have the world influence that pulls us because we allow ourselves maybe to look at things and to read things, and we have sometimes other people in our life that are communicating with us and pulling us to do different. So Shabbos, we completely disconnect from all of that, and I can return to myself. I can return to me. I can return to Hashem. I can return to my that which is important. Tashuv, to return to what's emes, to return to the palace of the King, into his what? Matana tova yeshli beis gnozav v'shabbos shema. Right, matana tova yeshli beis gnozav v'shabbos shema. What that tells me something. This is from the beis gnozav of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, from the treasury of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Where else is, what else was in that treasure? We know the Or HaGanos. It's a chelik of the Or HaGanos. We taste it, we feel it. What a schus. We're lifted up. Shabbos is gematria 702. The Pnei Menachem says is Marom V'Kadosh. Marom V'Kadosh. We're lofty and holy on Shabbos. We're lifted up to a different place. We're about to enter into a different realm tomorrow night. In Mamish, we're going to about to enter in every week. We have the schus, Shabbos Kodesh. Do we understand what a schus it is? We do, but sometimes if we focus on it a little bit more, we'd even much more so. And we put more into it. Shomer b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos, Lassus is a Shabbos. What's Pshat Lassus is a Shabbos? What's Lassus mean? To make Shabbos, right? What do you mean Lassus is a Shabbos? We don't make Shabbos. The Eibishter makes Shabbos. Meaning what? We all know there's a famous distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Where Yom Tov is created by us, by the people, because we're Mekadesh the Chodesh. We determine when Yom Kippur is going to be. We determine when Pesach is going to be, when Sukkot is going to be, based on Kiddush HaChodesh. It could be numerous days. That's called B'Lashon Kabbalah Yisrusu D'Latata. That's Yom Tov. Shabbos is Yisrusu D'Ela. It's from the Eibishter. Tomorrow at Shkia is Shabbos, no matter what. Whether you prepare or you don't prepare, whether you shower or don't shower, whether you went to the mikveh in mikveh, whether you cooked or you didn't cook, at Shkia tomorrow it's Shabbos Kodesh. Irrespective of anything we do. So what do you mean, Lassus is Shabbos? We don't make Shabbos. So first, the Rechayim HaKodesh says something incredible, maybe a little chizik for this Shabbos. Maybe if we're not always, or maybe we should always. You know, he says, you know what Lassus is Shabbos? Anyone know the Rechayim? Just to get together to know this Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim says this is the makor in the Torah for Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos. When you add on to Shabbos, when you start Shabbos a little bit early, which we have a chiyuv of Tosefes Shabbos, that's why we start 18 minutes before at least. And some of us are not so makpin on that as men because we're rushing, but at least a few minutes before we have a chiyuv. And those of us who lengthen Shabbos at the end, we don't have to look at our watch in the second that the Young Israel calendar says that Shabbos ends, so we have to run away from Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Take on extra Shabbos. Don't run. If all week we look forward to Shabbos, and I'm running away from Shabbos. It's a problem to take upon yourself to hold Rabbeinu Tam, maybe even longer. Just stay in Shabbos. Where are you running? And maybe take on to start Shabbos a little early. Maybe for this Shabbos, if it's the Makor of Tosefes Shabbos, this week's Parsha, decide tomorrow, Lich Benching's 5:28. I was together, I was learning with someone today, Emes, I was learning with him today, and he told me afterwards he had a big meeting in business that could be potentially extremely lucrative. And he asked me if I could give him a bracha. When I'm talking extremely lucrative, I'm talking extremely lucrative. Mamish. So he asked me for a bracha, so I gave him a bracha. Later he tells me a story of a friend of his, I don't want to mention the name, but somebody that I know, who's a very big gevir, very, very wealthy individual, had this guy, for a long time, was just making it, wasn't so matzliach. And then he went to a shir by a Rav that spoke about the skula and the brach of Tosefes Shabbos, of taking on more Shabbos. And he started taking on Shabbos early, and his parnasa like exponentially grew, like he's mamish multi-millionaire, this individual. This guy tells me earlier that he has a big meeting, and then he tells me this just Tom this story. So they say, well, you just tell me a story like to tell stories, so that's it. So let's do it tomorrow. He says, what do you mean? No, so tomorrow we're going to be Mekabel Shabbos early. If you tell, what do you mean? We don't just tell stories that he did it, so why can't you do it? And I said, it's this week's parasha, the source of Tosefes Shabbos. I said, tomorrow, 5:28 is luch benching. So, okay, that alone for most of us guys is Tosefes Shabbos because we're not so good with that to begin with. But Lamais, I said, no. Tomorrow, you and I, we're taking on Shabbos 5:18. Tomorrow, not crazy early, 5:18. We're kicking on Shabbos, and the schus that you're going to be matzliach in with this business, you'll see, and then you'll do good things for Klal Yisrael, Mir Tashem. 5:18, I said, you're going to do it, I'm going to do it with you, and you're schus for this. Tosefes Shabbos, why, if I love it, I'm doing it. If I love it, I want more of it. Lasses of Shabbos. But I always thought there's another pshat in Lasses of Shabbos. And that's, what do we put into the Shabbos? Vadit Shabbos no matter what. But who's singing Zmiras at the Shabbos? Who's giving over Torah at the Shabbos? Who's making sure that your tefillos of Shabbos are different tefillos? All week long, our tefillos, even though we try to daven Kavanah, let's be real, we're pulled in all different ways. Whether it's school, whether it's work, whether it's even getting to Seder. Like, it's hard to just like get lost in our tefillos the way we want to, put all the Kavanah in. Shabbos is nowhere to run. Laos is a Shabbos. Make it special. It's there. It's going to be Shabbos. All of us here, Baruch Hashem, it's all B'nai Torah here. Nobody here would ever, in their wild dream, be Mechal Shabbos. But there's a big, big, massive, massive, massive room between being Mechal Shabbos and Mamish living Shabbos. Zmira Shabbos, Torah and Shabbos, Tefillah and Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos of Shabbos. You know, I don't know if we all have been, but I think most of us have been by Shal Shittas by Rav Tzvi Meyer. If you haven't been by Shal Shittas Rav Tzvi Meyer, if it's too late, you can't now. I would have told you get on a plane for the Shabbos because you're missing out. Just to be by the tzaddik is Kodesh Kedashim, and to listen to him, it's life altering. And even though you might not understand Yiddish, you understand his Yiddish. You understand because it goes right to the heart. Emes. It goes right to the heart. And you hear him talk. You hear him talk about the Heilig Shabbos. You feel it. You feel it. Shabbos Kodesh. So let's lift ourselves up with Shabbos. This is the parasha. We're saying that's why Shoivim is on standby for this Shabbos because it. You don't need it. It Shabbos itself is the ultimate tshuva. Shabbos itself lifts us up. Kisisa es rosh. Chaver knows the remez, no? Kisisa es rosh. Lift up our heads. How does a yid lift up our heads? We walk into Shabbos, because Shabbos to Giyid. You see it, right? What do you see? All the time, you see people all week long. They're involved in all different type of parnassas. You have a guy, he's a plumber. You have a guy, he's a painter. Or you have a guy that, whatever the parnassa might be, he's a doctor, he's a dentist. And all week long, he runs into shul, and he's got paint all over himself, and he's got his chvesnish plumber boots. I don't know, whatever he's got. He's got his scrubs on. And every single one of them is the same. Comes Shabbos in a nice suit and looking sharp and L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, L'Chavod L'Seferes. I lift myself up Shabbos. And it's not just my physical appearance. I'm a different person on Shabbos. I shine in a different way. I lift myself up and I have to become a Shabbos Degyid. Kisis Es Rosh, I lift up my head. So what? How do you lift up your head? Through Shabbos. So how do you lift up? Look at the word Rosh. How do you lift up Rosh? What are the letters? So you lift up Rosh. What are the letters above Rosh? The letters above Rosh. What's above Resh? What's higher? One higher than Resh?
Shin.
What's one higher? What's one? The next letter. Beis. What's one next higher than Aleph? Beis. What's one higher than Shin? Tough. Shabbos. Right? Resh becomes Shin. Aleph becomes Beis. Shin becomes Tough. Shabbos. Kisi says Rosh. I lift up my head. You know how I lift up my head? I live like Shabbos. But live Shabbos. You know, Chevra, Baruch Hashem, often, and Mirz Hashem should be in the right time by each and every one of you. But I've had the schus many, many times to sit with a chasana kala before their chasana. I mean, this past week, I sat with chasana kala's chasana's upcoming Sunday, Haluk Yid, Benji Rifkin, and his kala Tamar. You know, just a few days ago, I sat with them. I'm prepared, inyani shalom bayis, and different inyanim. One of the things I always talk about with chasana kala, where's the kedusha of your mishpacha going to come from? Where's the ruchnias? You want to build a bayis full of your shemayim, full of ruchnias. You have these dreams, right, as a ben Torah of the house you want. You know, you're going to make a kadosh Shabbos. Make Shabbos kodesh kadashim. The Shabbos sudas, what you have on Shabbos. Kodesh kadashim. Shabbos changes us. Shabbos is a different world. And then I should be different all week as well. You know, there was a Halik Tzaddik. Yaakov Yitzchak Horowitz, the Chassadik Shashuracha. You know who Yaakov Yitzchak Horowitz was? The Halig Talmud of the Magid of Mezrich. The Seir of Lublin, the Chayzim Lublin. You all heard of the Chayzim Lublin. The Chayzim Lublin. And he was a very big tzaddik. And he lived in a ghetto. And everybody was religious and frum and followers of him. And there was one guy that was there. It was mamish, like, a big, very wealthy, but completely off the derech, and living his life, and he'd always go out to the bars, and the chvesnisht, and he didn't keep Shabbos, and nothing. Okay. One day, it was Erev Shabbos. Now, the chayza was very, very poor. It was Erev Shabbos, and the Zeish Yisrael realized that she went into her cabin, she didn't even have two candles for Shabbos. And it was minutes before Shabbos. And she didn't know what to do. Mama, she wasn't going to have candles for Shabbos. You know what it is for a woman not to light candles for Shabbos? What a kaddish to commit to bring Shabbos into the week. Shabbos into the world. So she goes outside and she's mamish outside. It was a few minutes before Shabbos. And she was mamish crying. And she's pleading to the Ribbono Shel Olam, please bring me something, something. And suddenly, this wealthy individual comes by with his horse and wagon. And sees her on the outside crying, says, you know, Mrs. Zechvesnesh, whatever, I don't know, Rebbetzin, what's going on, what's wrong? He says, listen, I don't even have candles for Shabbos. And basically, short story, he says, really, I'll take care of you. And he had with him candles or some money to quickly get candles, whatever that happened. And he provided her the candles. And she got the candles minutes before Shabbos. And she looks at him. He says, you'll never know how much you did for me, what this is. I want to give you a blessing. And I want to give you a blessing that the light of Shabbos should shine on you forever. That was her blessing. Okay, the chayza comes home from shul and he sees the Shabbos table and the candles. He never doubted for a second, you know, what it would be. But he's davening already before. And he's davening and davening and... When he was davening, when the chayza davened, he didn't just daven like you and I. He literally was like lifted up to Shemayim. And he gets to Shemayim, and there's a big tumult in the Shemayim. What was the tumult? This guy, this big rush his whole life, completely off the derech, not keeping any Torah mitzvah. So now suddenly the Holy Rebbetzin gives him a bracha. He should shine upon him the light of Shabbos forever. And they're like, how do we give him that bracha? And they look at the chayza up in Shemayim, your Rebbetzin's making trouble. So he says to them, listen, I know you're right, I understand. I understand you can't answer such a bracha in such a way, but do me a favor, at least the Rebbetzin said the words, the Kaddish, the good words. At least let him feel Shabbos for 1 hour. Let him feel the light of Shabbos for 1 hour. And they're masking. And suddenly he's at some bar somewhere after he got, and he starts feeling the aura and the kedusha, and he's having images of being back with the Rebbetzin and the Chayzin, and I don't know what it was. And he mamish quickly like runs there, and he says he's feeling something different. He needs to connect. He wants to come to the Shabbos Suda. And of course, one thing led to another, and he mamish Chayzer b'tshuva, and he becomes a big Talmud of the Chayzer Lubna. All from feeling the aura of Shabbos for 1 hour. The Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh. Kisisas Rosh. To lift up our heads and feel Shabbos. To lift up our heads and feel Shabbos. You know, that feeling of where Shabbos is different. That feeling, Adam, come right over here. That feeling where Shabbos is different. You can see better. It's good. We call that sometimes. We can refer to that as the Neshama Yisera. Now we have this concept, the Neshama Yisera. And the Neshama Yisera, when you talk about the Neshama Yisera, when you talk about this Neshama Yisera, so the Neshama Yisera, the Neshama Yisera sounds like some very Kabbalistic, holy Hasidish Maisa, right? That's what people think. Sorry, one second. Where was it? That's what one would think. But Lamaisa. Oh, here it is. Hold on. Lamaisa to Gemara. The Neshama Yisera. You have a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Beitza, Tez Zayin Amar Aleph. The Amar of Shimon ben Lachish. Neshama Yisera, Naisin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam Be'erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you and I a Neshama Yisera. It's a discussion whether that means another Neshama, or means our own Neshama is lifted to a higher level and we're more in touch. What you say? You say it means more. Does it mean another? Does it mean the one we have is just expanded? Ulamotzi Shabbos not leno soimeno. And Amotzi Shabbos, we take it away. He takes it away. Right? That's what, as we know famously, that's why we have Besamim, to give us a little chizik, because we're feeling down. We lost our Neshama Yisera. Shenemar, from this week's parasha, Shabbos vayinafash. Right? Yom Hashvi Shabbos v'inafash, Kevon Shabbos v'ovda nefesh. V'ovda nefesh, you lost the nefesh. You lost the nefesh when Shabbos ends, right? I've seen this Gemara, Mamish, I don't know how many times, and I never thought, I don't know, it's a pasha question, I never thought about it, but Shor brought down this question. He says, I don't understand. When the pasuk says "Uviyom Hashvi Shabbos Vayinafash," it's talking about on Shabbos. Uviyom Hashvi on Shabbos Shabbos Vayinafash. You should rest and you should feel your nefesh and you should be solely. Yet the Gemara Darshan from Vayinafash Vay Ovad Nefesh. Whoa, you lost your nefesh, which we're talking about. What happens when on Matzei Shabbos? But the pasuk's not talking about Matzei Shabbos. The pasuk Vayinafash, which is the limud is from, is talking about on Shabbos itself. So what does Vayavad Nefesh really mean? Zvari Naim Shasemes learns the Gemara a little differently, what Vayavad Nefesh means. Listen to how it reads it. Because Vayinafash is on Shabbos. Of course, there's an Neshama Yisera, which the Gemara explicitly says is given to us on Erev Shabbos and taken for us on Matzei Shabbos. But at the end, the drasha of Shenemar Shabbos Vayinafash, the Marvanayim and the Fasem say he's not talking about the Neshama leaving us. It's just giving us a makor for the concept of Neshama Yisera for Shabbos, which obviously comes on Erev Shabbos and leaves on Matzei Shabbos. Kevan Sheshabbos Vayavad Nefesh. Once it's Shabbos, since it's Shabbos, listen how it learned it. Vayavad Avda Nefesh. Through that nefesh, through the soul of Shabbos, vay avda, you lose all the vay of the world. What's vay? What's vay? Vay is the woe, the lowliness, the negativity, the materialistic pursuit. The everything that vay is like that. It's like, it's not even like a real word. It's just like all that brings us down. Woe. In all the woe, all the vay. All the vayu, all that's negative in our life, all that holds us back, all the taiva that's pulling at us, whether it be a focus on kavod, a focus on money, a focus on taivas nashim, whatever it might be, all the people in our life that hold us back from being true to ourselves, that's all the vayu of the world. Vayu avda nefesh. through the Nefesh Yaseir of Shabbos, the voice of the. Suddenly I enter into the world of Shabbos, and I'm in a Shama. It's Yoimed in Shmasin. I'm not a guf anymore. All of that is the guf. All of that is the guf. I remember so many times, when I used to go to Rav Chaim Pitzchel Scheinberg, Zeichtar Kosh Bracha. Any of the tzaddikim have been by Rav Scheinberg? Were you by Rav Scheinberg when you were a little kid, maybe? Nobody. What a tzaddik. Rav Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg, Kodesh Kedashim. Rav Scheinberg was also someone who grew up in America and became a Gadol Hador. He used to talk about how when he was young, he was a big baseball fan. He became a Gadol Hador. Tzaddik Yisrael Olam. Everyone knows him for his tzitzis. Okay, the tzitzis was one. You know, by the way, Chevra, I have a pair of his tzitzis. Did I ever tell Chevra? I have a pair of his tzitzis upstairs. If anyone wants, I've given some Chevra to wear their chasanas over the years. I have a pair of Scheinberg tzitzis. It's a whole story. What happened? I used to go to Malat. I spoke to him many times. One of the times I went to him, I go in, and someone my father was close to, was still close to my father, later in Scheinberg's life, became one of his gabayim. See, I don't want to say his name, whatever it was. So he was one of his gabayim at an inn, you know, a little more inn. At an inn, Rav Scheinberg, our families are Makusha. Rav Scheinberg was my grandparents' Masada Kedushin. Rav Scheinberg was my grandparents' Masada Kedushin. Rav Scheinberg's brother and my Alta Feta, my great uncle, were best friends. Best friends, they were chavrusas in the mirror before the Holocaust. When they were 13 years old, they went on a boat from New York to the mirror to learn in the mirror in Europe. Imagine at 13. And then when they were 15, they got back, right? They were the last boat out of Europe before the Holocaust. My great uncle and Rav Scheinberg's brother, Shmuel Scheinberg. And then they were of the first 12 Talmidim in Lakewood. Crazy stuff. I can show you pictures. I have it after, Mirat Hashem. Anyways, so then one time as I'm leaving, I turn to this gabbai, I say, yeah, anyway, I could get one of the, you know, game used pairs, you know, like it's good for you, David Zaria. You could put this on your business. Maybe we can make good money with this. No, what are you saying, huh? They're not signed, but they're game used. They're even dirty because they were one of the. What happened was basically, Rav Scheinberg, you know, he wore all those tzitzis. The outer one they have to constantly be changed because it would get dirty. So when they change them, that's they give those away. So I have a pair of the tzitzis. I have it upstairs. Anyways, Scheinberg used to always, whenever I used to take Talmidim to people, to him, he would always say, Neshama over your guf. Your neshama has to be over your guf. If the live as a neshama, not as a guf. Emes. Yoima de neshmasin. We have to live Shabbos Kodesh. All week long, we're pulled in our guf. You know, this fast emes says, our guf is misa. Our neshama is our chai. Think about it. Lo aleinu, a person passes away, what's left? The guf. The only thing that the guf has is when the neshama is within it, giving it koyach. The neshama is our life. And Shabbos is yoyim edishmasin. Shabbos is the day of life. Nefesh chaya. Nefesh chaya. And then we have simcha when we understand this, when you know you're living in the neshama. That's why nefesh chaya is gematria 353, exactly gematria simcha. And that's the simcha of the Sifri in Baal Yisrael says, Ubiyom Sivchaschem Elu Shabbosos. The true simcha is Shabbos. Because in Shabbos we understand what's emes, we're in neshama. That's what it says, Ach es Shabbosai se tishmoru. Ach is memayit, right? Ach is always a word that lessens, that diminishes. Es is larabos, right? Rabbi Kiva with Darshan kol esen lebetorah. Es is larabos. What larabos to be more expansive, to like do more, to have to do more. Ach is mamayit. What's pshat? S is to do more is all the tuffle of the world, all the extra in your life. Ach es haShabbos. On Shabbos, you have to mamayit all the S, all the extra stuff that's really unnecessary. Mamayit all the extra stuff. Diminish all the extra stuff. We don't need it. Some people ask me, you know, sometimes, especially later in this time of the year, coming upon soon, you know, soon, before you know it, you're already there, finals time, you know? You don't realize how quickly the years go by, it's mamish crazy. And I always get the shailas from different individuals, you know, in regards to studying on Shabbos. Studying on Shabbos. I don't understand the life of me, how that shaila comes into, how a person could have been asked a shaila. That's a shaila that can't be asked. Because if you understand the first thing what Shabbos is about, it's Yom HaDishmasin, you'd ever have a Havamina to study. I'm not talking about studying Gemara, you know what I'm saying? I'm not studying Vad, of course, learn Torah. But that you study for secular studies on Shabbos, you're completely destroying the whole essence of Shabbos. It's Yom HaDishmasin. It can't even come into existence, such a question, that you'd have a Havamina towards it. We're missing the boat on what Shabbos is all about. The Kedusha of Shabbos. To be made all the S. That's an S. Regardless if it's important. Regardless if you have to do well in school and eventually have a job and earn parnasa. But that's all the S. Ach S. You're made all the S. Of course I'm not. Of course I'm not studying on Shabbos. Last is Shabbos. Make Shabbos what it's supposed to be. And it's life altering. It's mamish and R. It's Kisisas Rosh. I'm lifted up to a different place. Shabbos is our other half. You know, this is also, next week is really Parsha Shkolim, but this is also Parsha Shkolim. It's Kisisa, the same, right? Shabbos Kodesh Lashem, Rosh Tevas Shekel. Why is this? The Medrash says, Shabbos came and said, Every day of the week has a pair. Sunday is paired with Monday. Tuesday is paired with Wednesday. Thursday is paired with Friday. I don't have any shutuf. I don't have any pair. I don't have any shidduch. What a Kaddish Baruch will come and say in the Medrash, don't worry. Hashem said, Klal Yisrael is your pair. Our other half is Shabbos. That's the remez of Shekel, Kodesh Lashem. I saw the Shvila Pinchas said, Machzis HaShekel is two halves. Because it's Merames of the Shekel Kodesh Lashem of us and Shabbos. Us and Shabbos. You know how holy Shabbos is? You know what Shabbos has to be for us? Yom HaDishmasim. Yom HaDishmasim. I've shared this story before. I think at this table. But L'maisa, I was thinking about it this week because the person in the story, I was told how incredible she's doing and what type of Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Kedushas in her life. I was told it this week, and then we're talking about Shabbos, and I cannot say again. You know, for 4 summers, I had the schus to be the Rav in Camp Dina. Camp Dina, for those who don't know, is an all-girls camp in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And one of the avoides I had as the Rav was, you know how it is, right? At the end of Shabbos, in all camps, it's a very powerful, emotional time. And there's like a lot of beautiful singing. And ending with that, some powerful message, some powerful Torah, powerful story to pull Shabbos into the week, which is the whole Avodah, which we'll get to in a moment. So obviously, as a Rav, I'm not part of the singing with the girls. But most weeks I would go and get there by the end of the singing to give over some chizik, give over his oris, to give over stories. It was my first summer there. It was the first Shabbos of the second half. And the second half, there were a lot of new girls, chleis nish, whatever it was. And I remember that week, it was a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. The weather was beautiful. And they decided to have the end of Shabbos, the singing outdoors. Sunset with a beautiful sky and beautiful weather. And they were sitting on the basketball court, which is down a little hill. And it was time that I knew they were going to finish the singing. And I'm walking down the hill to go and to speak. And I'm thinking to myself, I still didn't decide. A lot of times it's like last minute. I'm thinking to myself, what should I speak about? I had a few different ideas and a few different stories. Which one should I do? And I decided, you know what? I felt it was something very holy about that moment. I'm like, I'm just going to speak about Shabbos. I'm just going to speak about Shabbos. The Kedusha of Shabbos. And I told over a story about Shabbos, spoke about Kedusha of Shabbos. It was a story how Shabbos, Mamish, gives us our chias, gives us our life. It's powerful. Mamish saved someone's life. All story, right? Okay. I'm walking back afterwards. Now I'm going back to the men from Meiriv, right? Still have no idea what the women do during that time while we're doing Ma'ariv, but whatever. You know, they do something till they wait for our Avdallah, whatever. I don't know what they do. I don't know. Lamaisa, they don't know what we do, we don't know what they do. It's you know what I'm saying? Men and women, we're different worlds, different velts. I'm even Yavin. Lamaisa. As I'm walking back, this young girl, 12, 13 years old, she comes over, she wants to talk to me, and I see she mamish has tears streaming down her cheeks. Mamish crying. I say, what's going on? What's your name? Whatever her name was, she just got to camp. I didn't know this girl. Bechlal, she just got to camp that week, for Shabbos, the second half. And she tells me, Rabbi Cohen, you have no idea how powerful and important that was for me. I said, what do you mean? What's going on? Okay, it was a nice story. I didn't think about she says, I want you to know, for the past, I think it's just like 4 years, I haven't kept Shabbos. I didn't care about Shabbos. This girl came from a very from home. Very from home. The girl, camp team is a from camp. It's all from girls. It was shocking to me to even hear. Whatever this girl was, clearly, whatever it was, she had her issues at that point in her life. And she said, I came to camp and the girls in my bunk are so nice and so wonderful and the camp environment. And I decided I'm going to keep Shabbos. It was a beautiful Shabbos. And I was sitting here towards the end of the Shabbos, I'm thinking, is this something I want for my future? Is this something I should continue? And then you come and you give over this story about how special Shabbos is, how Kaddish Shabbos is, and how it keeps us alive. And it's just like I was waiting for that. I was looking for that. I was like, you don't understand what it meant to me. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It meant the world. And I want to tell you that ended up building Kesher with this young woman. She would talk to me all the time and ask me questions. And it was like that Shabbos was like a spark of just continuous growth. And throughout the year, she'd email me with Divrei Torah and things. She was changing her whole class. I mean, Mechazik, like a whole different person. The next year, she comes over to me, Stam, on a Friday, and she says, Rabbi Cohen, are you going out of camp today? I'm like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. Could you bring back like some treats, something, a candy, a chaytis, that I want to give out to my bunk? I said, sure, but why? What's this week? He says, it's my 1 year anniversary. Kept Shabbos every single Shabbos since that Shabbos that you spoke a year ago. It's my 1 year anniversary. And I was just told this week by somebody that's close with this young woman, just stopped, was talking to me and knew that I knew her. I haven't been in touch with her anymore for a while now. Maybe I'll reach out to her. And telling me how like incredible she's doing and what type of your Shemayim and Avos Hashem and like was just stop with telling me about this young woman and how she's like mamish flying. From Shabbos. So Shabbos does that from her, from where she was. You know what Shabbos could be for each and every one of us? Each Shabbos, wherever we are, it takes us to a different level. Wherever we are, yes, we always look forward to Shabbos to just like walk away from the world. Because we understand this Torah of the Marinayim, the Torah of Zasemes, of Voy of the Nefesh. The Nefesh of the loses all the Voy of the world. It's Mamish Emesh Ramito. But then Shabbos does something incredible to us. If we really, really keep Shabbos, and we really live Shabbos, then we're Zoichet to the words of the Hilig Nesiv Shalom. See, the Gemara in Shabbos also tells us that when Klal Yisrael keeps two Shabbosos, we'll be Zoyich and Mashiach. Why two? Everything about why two? Halavai, we should all keep one Shabbos. Or if you need more than that, usually we have something called a Chazakah. You think three Shabbosos. Why two? Tziva Shalom says, there's Shabbos, it's called Shabbos. Sometimes the week's also called Shabbos. Think about it by Sfiris Oimer. You count seven Shabbosos. It means 7 weeks. Shabbos also means week. It says, you know when we're Zoich and Mashiach? When you keep Shabbos, and then it's such a special Shabbos, that it lifts us up to become a different person where the whole week is Shabbos tick. My whole week is a different week. It's a Shabbos tick week. Where I'm living in that realm. Voy avda, I get rid of all the voy of the world. I get rid of all the negativity, all the materialism, all the taiva, all that's holding me back. So Bezrim is Baruch. Bezrim is Baruch, ever we should all be Zoicha.
to be Shabbos to Kiyin. Kisisas Rosh, to lift up our heads, lift up the word Rosh, you have Shabbos. To realize if that Yid who supplied the candles for the Rebbetzin of the Choyzel Bin in feeling 1 hour of Shabbos changed his whole life. Where this young woman in Camp Dina kept one Shabbos and her whole trajectory of her life was turned around. Then you and I, Yoimed in the Shmasin, where it could take us, but we have to live it and we have to remember last Shabbos. Maybe this Shabbos, yes, take on more Tosefes Shabbos. But not just the Tosefes Shabbos. Make Shabbos more Kaddish. Always think about how I can make Shabbos more Kaddish. What I can do more for Shabbos. And then we'll be Zoyche to Yom Shekula Shabbos with the Gula Shleimo, B'ez Mashiach, B'mheiru B'yamin. You got this thing.